A very good morning to you, my dear listeners. A very good morning, Namibia, wherever you are actually listening us from, whether from Oshakati, from Ondangwa, from Swakopmund, from Rundu, from Katima, from Kietmanshoop, from the coast. Good morning. Wherever you are tuning in from across this beautiful, beautiful land of the brave. So welcome to Mind Better and welcome to Eagle FM. This is your number one talk radio stations. And I'm your host, Michael Chiavelli. And I'm so glad you are here with me today. Thanks for joining us at this time. It's a Saturday morning, the 11th of April. And the year is 2026. It's good to have you. How are you doing actually this morning? How are you doing this Saturday morning? So are you resting? Are you recuperating? Are you, are you busy? What are you doing? What are you doing on Saturday? What are you doing this Saturday? Where are you finding yourself? So yeah, I hope wherever you find yourself, this is also time that you need to rest a little bit, okay? I'm asking you that find a time today or tomorrow, to just rest and recuperate, okay? So that's what we talk about on Mind Matter. So, yeah, and wherever you find yourself, whether you are driving in the car or you're sitting in the office, you could be sitting right in the office, or you could be at home. You could be just at home doing chores or any other things that you do. Make yourself comfortable, okay? I want you to make yourself comfortable because today we are going on the journey. We are going together. We're going on a journey together, okay? And this journey, it's not a physical journey, okay? It would be nice, really, maybe, being on the journey sometimes. It's a wonderful thing to do. So, but this is not a physical journey. This is a journey. We are going on a journey inside ourselves. Okay? We are going to talk about something that I think every single one of us need, but very few of us actually, take time to do that. So that is self-discovery. All right? You're probably asking yourself already, what is there to discover about myself? Ooh, that's a lot that you're going to discover yourself. If you stay tuned, on Mind Matter, and I'm also inviting you, wherever you find yourself, wherever you are, as I said, this is a platform we create for you to, sometime to come through. Maybe you have issues that you want to talk about. As we know, from now on, from 11 up to 1 o'clock, this is called Mental Health Hours, and you're most welcome to come anytime. You're just welcome to come through. Whatever you have, whatever issues you have you want to discuss that have to do with, emotional and psychological, distress or stresses. So you're most welcome to come through. Or you have a friend, someone else, a family member, whoever, going through things that you don't know how to help. So I would invite you to come and discuss that. Okay, you don't need to mention names. Simply talk about the issue and we discuss issue. I'm a counselor and a behavior analyst. So I have been in this field for almost 20 years, for over 20 years. Please, you're most welcome, to share that. And as I always said, if it's something that I cannot be able to help, I would always make sure that, get help that you may need, appropriate help that you may need. At the end of the day, at the end of the show, I'm gonna give my number as well. So, because there are those who sometimes need help outside of this discussion, and be able to be referred to where they can get that, or we can then be able to establish something that we can be to get that we can be able to do together. All right, so. It's a platform where we want to help you and where I invite you to discuss issues that may help us together as a community. because of exactly what we're going through. And today we're talking about self-discovery. You know, so I know what some, you know, some of you might be thinking, self-discovery, you know, it sounds like something for people who have maybe have enough time to be able to do that. But so, or maybe you're thinking, you know, I already know myself. I know who I am. I know my name. I have a job. I have a family. You know, I know what I like, things that I like, things I don't like. So what else is there? What else is there to know? So, well, my friend, my dear listeners, let me tell you something, you know. And after years of sitting, you know, sitting with people as a counselor, and after years of studying how human beings behave and think and feel, I can tell you with certainty, with absolute certainty, most of us are walking around with a stranger. I'm going to put it in this way, with a stranger living inside us. Most of us are walking around with a stranger living inside of us. If you want to know what is that stranger, you know, so make sure that you stay tuned. We think we know ourselves, but when the pressure comes, when normally pressure comes, when the crisis hit us, you know, when the opportunity presents itself, we often react in a way that surprises you, you know. Just think of this. Just think of that. You know, have you ever made a decision and later thought, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Have you ever, you know, question yourself at the end and you kind of, how did I do that actually? Why did I do that? Or have you ever stayed in a situation that was clearly not good for you and you wondered, why am I still here? Whether in terms of work, whether in terms of relationship, whether, you know, whether in terms of a friend, whatever the case may be. Why am I still here? And when you ask that question, you're probably discovering something. You know, you're discovering something that you never didn't know before. Or maybe you have watched yourself react to something. Have you ever watched yourself actually reacting to something and thought, that is not what I want, or that's not what I, why did I, that's not who I want to be. You understand? It's something that you think afterwards. So that's why I said, you're walking around with a stranger living inside you. So we're going to discover that stranger, and we're going to looking at a 7 level of awareness, of self-awareness. So, and if you answered actually yes to any of those questions, so this show, okay, what we're discussing today, definitely it's for you. It's for you, because those moments, those questions, they are not like something is wrong with you. Definitely not. They are an invitation, okay? It's an invitation to know yourself more deeply. It's an invitation to understand what makes you tick. Do you know what makes you tick? It's an invitation to become the best version of who we are, of who we are created to be. So today on Mind Matter, today here, this morning, we are going to explore, as I said, we're going to explore something I called the 7 level of self-awareness. Now, don't let the word levels, you know, intimidate you, okay? Think of them as 7 doors, okay? Or 7 rooms inside our heart, inside your heart and mind that are waiting to be opened. Think of it that way. That would be much easier. 7 doors, 7 rooms inside our heart and mind that are waiting to be opened. And each room holds something valuable. As you come into this room, there is something valuable in that room. We just haven't opened that door yet. Each room reveals something important about who you really, you know, who you really are. So let me give you a preview of what we will cover. Okay? Let me just give you a preview of what we will cover. So level 1, It's about your values, okay? The principle that guides you. So you see, what are your values? Because when you understand, when you know your values, you have a foundation. Do you understand? You have a foundation that you're building on, that your life actually build up, that your life actually stand on. So that's something that we're going to look at. The second level, level two, is about your passion. Now, things that excite and energize you. So you probably don't even have things that excite you and energize you. Things that you spend so hours without even looking at your watch, where you kind of say, my goodness, I didn't know how the time flies. Where did the time go? What energizes you? What excites you? Some of you might not, don't even know what excites you. I'm not talking about drinking. Yeah, some of you are, okay. Yeah, no, I know what excites me. And of course, you're thinking about Tafel Lager or what are those, the other Sex on the Beach. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking a drink, called Sex on the Beach, So whatever it is. So what are we talking about? As I said, this is a journey inside of ourselves. What is that inside of me that really excites me, that energizes you? So level three is about your ambitions. Now, the goals and experiences you want to achieve. That's what we're going to look at. And then level four is about your fit. Now, your fit is the environment where you feel most fulfilled. You could be the kind of person you are, but you are actually in the wrong environment, and therefore you're not growing. Okay? So that's another level that we're going to look at. And level five is about your patterns, the constant ways you think, you feel, and act. So we look at the individual, the way you think, the way you feel, and the pattern of your behavior. So, and then level six is about your reaction, how you respond to situation. And then the last level is the final level. It's about your impact, the effect you have on other people. So as you can see, this is really something that goes really, is something that look into. It's a journey into yourself. That's what I'm saying. It's a journey into yourself, but we're looking at that different, in a different way. We're looking at this in a different way. Seven levels, seven doors, seven opportunity to understand yourself in a way you never have before. Believe me. So stay with me and call in if you want to. You're most welcome to come through as well. You call in for if you want to share your story as well. Something I said, because I'm going to give you an example of people that I have met, through counseling or through just talking, through mentoring or whatever the case may be. So, yeah. Because this conversation belongs to all of us. It does belong to all of us. So I would invite you as well to be, I would invite you as well to come through as well and share your experience. As I said, as I always said, we learn from each other. When we share our stories, it may help someone who actually found themselves in a similar situation. And then they think that, this is it. This is there's no solutions. And when they hear you, when they hear your story, it might just change their perspective and the way they think, and the way they feel, and the way probably they behave. So, all right. So you will be welcome to come through. Our telephone number, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you from Ondango Studio. So make sure that when you want to participate, you call the Ondango Studio, 08333-66091, 08333-66091. Make sure that you have a pen and paper, because that's what we do here. I give you tasks, I give you challenges, things that you need to do in a week or in a day or as we speak, I would challenge you to do certain things. So make sure that you have a pen and paper. Or if you're driving, it's okay. You just listen attentively. Or maybe your note app on your phone. You don't have to have a notepad. Nowadays, we have our phone and they have all the facilities and tools that we need, you know, to do that. So good morning and welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, man. And before maybe we start off, can we, you know, start off with the music? Okay, let's start off with the music. I know Iba Iba by Inka B. Inka, what is the name of the person? I know Iba Iba by Inka B. The person Inka B. Zezwe. Yeah, Zezwe. So coming up, and enjoy some beautiful song. Zimbona Tenjalo Jalo. That Inga Bizezwe. Bye bye. All right, welcome back and a very good morning to you. Welcome. This is Mind Matter. And if you're just joining us, good morning and thanks for joining us. So today we're looking at we're actually on the journey, as I said at the beginning, we are on a journey, a self-discovery journey. And then on this journey, we're going, it's on level. So we have the first level. The first level is looking at the principle that actually guide you. So self-discovery, this is a journey of self-awareness. We are on the journey of the levels are seven level of self-awareness. You know, the first level is about the principle that actually guides you as an individual. And those are values. Now, okay, let me tell you about a woman. Okay, let's call her Maria. Okay. Maria is, how old was she? Maria is 34 years old. She's 34 years old. She lives in Windhoek. She has a good job at a bank. She earned a decent salary. She honestly earned a decent salary. Her family is proud of her, you know, from the outside. Everything looked picture perfect. Everything looked picture perfect. But inside, Maria was dying a slow death. You know, she was dying a slow death. One day, Maria came to see me and she sat in my office and she was crying, and not loud, okay, not dramatic crying, just quiet, you know, that quiet tear rolling down her cheeks. And she said, I do not know why, I don't know what is wrong with me. I have everything I'm supposed to want, you know, but I wake up every morning and I don't want to go to work. Now, I feel like I'm pretending every single day. Now, so I asked Maria a simple question. I said, Maria, so what do you value most in life? What mattered to you more than anything else? Now, she looked at me and, I was actually speaking a foreign language to her. And she said, really, nobody has ever asked me that before. And I realized right there, my friend, is the problem. Most of us go through life without ever stopping, you know, without ever stopping. I think I was off somewhere there. So. All right, welcome back. There was some technical hiccup somewhere there. So I hope you can hear me now. I don't know where did I stop where you didn't hear me. You know, I was talking about Maria and I asked her a question, a very simple question. I said, what do you value? What do you value most in life? What mattered to you most? What mattered to you more? More than anything else in life. And as I said, she was actually more kind of like perplexed, you know, because she felt that nobody asked her that kind of question before. So now, but one thing I realized in our discussion then, it's right there, as I said, that is the problem. That's the problem. Most of us, and I realize that most of us go through life without ever stopping asking ourselves what is it that we truly value? We let our parent tell us what to value. When you grow up, we have been told what to value in life, isn't it? So we let our teachers tell us that. So when you are small, your parent tells you what is valuable. It's not that it's wrong. But what they're telling you is coming from what they value as valuable, isn't it? And then we let our teacher tells us, because we are small, and they think that this is what is more valuable. It could have been designed by the society. The society designed the way that they think this way of life is more desirable, is more valuable. And we look at our pastor. Yeah? We let our pastor tell us. Yeah? So we let the social media tell us. We let our society tell us. And before we know it, we are actually living a life built on someone else's value, not our own. Just think about that. When you are young, your parents tells you, your teacher tells you, your pastor tells you, the social media tells you, the society tells you what is valuable. So do you have a value that is of your own? Seriously, think about it. And this is, what I want you to think very, 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 very seriously. You know, do you have a value of your own? Much of us don't. Much of us don't. I'm not saying these values are bad, okay? Just get me right, okay? I'm not saying these values we're learning from teachers, from our parents, from what are bad, no. But I'm saying these are values that we, that has been passed on to us. So whether now we believe in them, that's another thing. That's what that we're talking about. What is that you value? That's absolutely your value. Because there's, sometimes there's a conflict. The conflict comes here when, okay, and this is where important, where this is coming in. There are certain things that you have been told, whether by your parent, your pastor, your teachers, your whoever, the social media, that you don't really agree with, but that's what society valued to be what is, you know, what is good. Let's say, for example, a certain type of body, okay? So you need, as a woman, maybe it says you need to be sexy, okay? That's the value. Now, that's the woman that is seen to be beautiful have to be a certain way of sexy, okay? Let's say, for example, that's the case. And now, if you take that as a value, as a society, say it is, there's a conflict with yourself. You take that as a value, but you can't live up to that value. It's not your value because you value something different because that value, it doesn't go with what you, either what you are or what you believe. Do you understand? You see that conflict, and that's where I said, you know, that's very important. Okay? Value are your non-negotiable. What are those non-negotiable? Eh? So they are the lines you will not cross. And sometimes it shouldn't be just value that has been developed by society or by social media or by, you know, the teacher, by parent, but it's something that you yourself, you know, believe. Yeah? They are the hills you are willing to die on. Yeah? They are the beliefs that sit deep in your bones, in your blood. Yeah? The ones that do not change. Now, when it doesn't change when the weather changes or the ones that do not, you know, that don't shift when money or popularity comes calling. Do you understand? That's what we're talking about. Set a foundation. Now, for example, for some people, their top value is family. Okay? Their top value is family. For others, it could be honesty. Just honesty. Some top value, that could be your top value, honesty. For some, it could be freedom. Eh? So freedom, not talking about now. Yeah, freedom could be the freedom of, freedom from, you know, oppression. But it could be also freedom that I'm a free person to decide and do what I want to do. When I want to do that. That I'm not bound, I'm not restricted by any societal expectations. Okay? Let's say, for example, you reach a certain age where now you expected that you need to get married. You need to have a career. So if those are values that created by a society, and now when you come to a point where you feel that you don't fulfill them, what happened? That draws you into sadness, into stress, because you think that you're not living up to the value that you expected to. So is that your value? Okay? The problem is not about which value you choose, you know, when it comes, because there are some is service to others, some is creativity, and there's nothing wrong, any answer actually, because people are different. Eh? The problem is not about, as I said, it's not about which value you choose. The problem is that most people have never chosen at all. You never actually chosen any value. You just get into the value that has been put forth by others to you without even knowing. They have simply absorbed the values around them. You know, a sponge, you know, like a sponge, absorb water. So you just absorb the value that has been, the value that are around you. Now think about it in this way. Okay, imagine you are building a house. Values are the foundation. If you build your house on a foundation of someone else's values, what happens when the storm comes? The house will crack. Yeah. The wall shakes because the foundation does not match the structure. So do you understand what I said? I give an example. Said, look, the society tells you that when you reach a certain age, you should have a career. You should have, you know, you should be married, for example. Maybe you have a career and you're not married yet. You're already in your 30s and now starting to worry and thinking, oh, what are people thinking about me? So is that your value? Maybe your value is traveling around. Maybe your value is just, you know, explore the world. That's what make you happy. Maybe it's explore the world, travel the world, see the world, you know. Image yourself in some kind of, what is that? Maybe studies, or you want to become a scientist or something. It's something that excites you. Do you understand? Now, what I'm trying is to say is here that because the foundation does not match the structure, because now if your foundation is expectation of what society expects of you, and that's not your value per se, that means the foundation does not match the structure. You are the structure. So, and you need now to have the foundation, the values that match the structure, that matches you. You have to understand this much, much deeper, that some certain things that you might just find yourself unhappy. It's just because sometimes you never really go deeper into yourself, because certain things that you may believe or certain values that you have acquired are not your values, are not things that you believe in, but is what expected of you. Eh? Is what is expected of you. And that is exactly what happened to Maria. She had built her entire life around values that were not her own. Remember the example of Maria that I gave you. Her parent valued financial security above everything else. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. She studied accounting because now she went to study accounting because the parents valued financial security above everything, anything else. Her community valued status and respectability. Is that a word? Respectability. Yeah. And respectability. So she took the bank job because she wanted to be respected. Do you understand? Is she happy, you know, being an accountant? Now, her church valued marriage and family. So she married a man her family approved of, even though something inside, you know, something inside her kept whispering that something was not right. Do you understand? So you can see, you can look at on your own life and said, have I ever done something that I really... You think that this is what I want, but sometimes it's just because that what is either wherever you are, whether it's a church, whether it's a community, whether it's your parent, whether that's what they value and that what they instill in you. And you think that actually doing that, you're actually fulfilling their, what they valued rather than what you valued. So are you following? But here's a beautiful thing, okay? Now, when Maria finally took the time to identify her own values, everything started to shift. So she discovered that her top three values were creativity, authenticity and helping other to grow and helping other people to grow. Not money, not status, not security for its own sake. You know, it's not that she doesn't want money. So don't get me right. Don't get me wrong there. So once she knew that, she could start making a difference. Once she knew, you know, she realized what were her value was, she could start making different choices. You know, she didn't quit her job, of course, the next day, like, okay, now, okay. Eh? No, she didn't. So that's not how, and also, that's not how real life actually works. Eh? But she started making small changes. She joined a community, an art group, okay? And she started volunteering as a mentor for young women. And the other thing, she began also having honest conversation with her husband about what she needed. So, and slowly, the light came back into her eyes, you know? So here's my challenge now to you, okay? Here's my challenge for you. Take out a piece of paper. As I said, have a paper and a pen, or on your Node app, on your phone, or, yeah, any one of whatever you feel comfortable. Write down your top five values. Not what your mother's, not your mother's value for you, not what your pastor say you should value, you know, not what you see on an Instagram, okay? What do you value? Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself right now. What do you value? And you quickly by answering now, you go into a pilot mode because that's what you have been doing. You think this is what I value. But think of that. Do you value that because that's what your mother values? That's what your parent values? That's what your pastor say you should value? Or that's what you have seen being, you know, promoted as a value on a Facebook or Instagram or social media? What do you value? What matters to you? And think of it in this way. What matters to you? If nobody was watching, if nobody would ever know, what principle would you live by? Eh? What principle would you live by? Just imagine that. So, and this is not, it's not just a 5 minutes exercise that I'm asking you to do. You know, give it a time. Give it a time. You really think about this. Sit with it. Wrestle with it. Okay? And once you have your list, ask yourself this question. Okay? Now ask yourself, is the life I'm living right now aligned with these values? When you list those five values, now ask yourself, is the life I'm actually living right now aligned with these values? If the answer is no, then you have just discovered the first door that needs to be opened on your journey to discovery. You just have discovered that the first door that needs to be opened on your journey to self-discovery. You need to open that door. All right? Good. So, now the other thing, maybe I can give you, the other thing is, so this is another exercise that I use for a couple. You know, and it's a very, very, very effective, and effective in the way that I have even a couple, two couple at this point in time, that later on, after some like 2 or 3 or 4 years, they were actually these two couples, they are not at the same time, a different workshop. Later I came back to said, thank you, thank God that I went through that exercise. And that exercise is actually when you have two couples, you ask them, okay, list about from the first that you prioritize, your first prioritize, it's called value qualifications. You know, your first priority value. What is your most, what What is the most things that you value? All right. So let's say, for example, you have two couple. One said, I value family. That's the first thing that my number one priority, my number one value, and that I'm prioritizing right now. You said, what value are you prioritizing right now in your life? Okay. The first value that I'm prioritizing in my life now, one couple, you have a man. He said, okay, family. And then you have a lady that says, the first priority is actually study. All right. So, and then come to the second. What is your second priority? For a guy said, okay, health. And then the lady said, career. So then you go to the third. To the third now, the man said, work. And then the lady said, friends. You understand? So, and then at fourth, a man, it's where he put study. And then at fourth, this is where the lady put family. And then at five, the man put sex. And then at five, the lady put, what was that? The lady put travel or something like that. I can't remember. So you can see that they only meet, where did they meet? Where they have something. Actually, when you look at the priority at the value clarification, the value that they prioritize at that point in time, they don't have anything in common. The men feel at this point in time that he's get married. He's ready to get married. Now, the girl actually prioritized study. So what happened there? Okay? So you might give up your priority, your value that you value at that time. Now, you value study at this timing point. You may give up that to attend to these guys, what they prioritized at that time. And what happened? Okay. And I know somebody. So you get married immediately. You haven't gone to study. You said, okay, we can do that after you got married. You get married immediately. You get married. You get pregnant. You have now delayed a year to study. All right. And immediately after that child, another one comes. Now you have responsibility of children. Two children, and now the guy is living his values that he prioritizes, family. And he's happy to provide the family. It's happy for you to be at home, but you as a wife are unhappy. You are unhappy because, of course, there's nothing wrong that this guy is doing. He's providing for family. He loves you, but you just feel unhappy because you're sitting at home. You're just finding yourself, now you have more responsibility that you don't even find time to go and study. You become a housewife, which is not something that your first priority value clarification was, study and career. That was the thing, but you never fulfill that. Then you attend to someone's, So you live in so much luxury. Let's say, for example, this guy is well off. He can support you and things like that, but you are unhappy because you're not living up to the values that you believe in. Family was something actually fourth. Eh? So there was friends were something that is very important, but now because of you're busy. With the children and all the things of the family, you don't even find time to be with your friends. But that was a value for you. So that's why you find yourself unhappy. Do you understand? Are you following? So this is a very important, aspect to note. Okay. That values are very, very important for you to discover. Discover your values because they are the guiding principles of your life. All right? Now, let's take off another one, okay, before we go for another music break. What are the times? 11:48 already. Jesus Christ. Okay, if we don't finish it, we continue it next week. All right. Now, the second level, so from this, we're talking about value now. Your value is your guiding principle. Okay, it's the foundation. Okay. So now, passion is the interest that excite and energize you. So what are the interests and energy? What is the interest that really, really excite you and energize you? You could have killed that already. Okay? As I said, from before we were talking about now values. Now the foundation of who you are. So I want you to think about something for a moment. Okay? Think about the last time you were so absorbed in an activity that you completely lost track of time. You looked at the clock and 2 hours had passed. And it felt like 20 minutes. You were not checking your phone. You were not thinking about what to eat. You're not worried about tomorrow. You were just completely and fully, completely alive in that moment. That, my friend, is what passion feels like. And let me tell you, it's one of the most powerful forces in human life. Passion. I remember working with a young man. I'll call him Joseph. Okay? Joseph was a mechanic. Okay, someone is coming through. Very good morning to you.
Oh, is this program alive?
Yes, it's live.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Good. Oh, this program is a program that is aligned with my value.
It's aligning with your values.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good, man. How have you been?
I've been doing great.
Okay. So life's treating you well?
Yeah, the life is treating me very well.
Okay.
So far, not good. I want to ask you, say, where did you go to school at your tender age?
At my age, when I was young.
Yeah, when you was young. It seems like your English is very Polish.
No, I went to private schools. When during apartheid, there was in Ngodiba there was control.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay. Control was only for white at that time. So there was a time now the black community were breaking in. Oh, my foundation was in there, and then from there, I went to Debra. And then study in the state, yeah. So
Debra is in Windhoek?
Debra is in Windhoek, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mm. I can see from far.
Mm. Thank you, though. I still speak Namlish, though.
So what's the difference between... there's a perception that when it comes to mental illness,
yeah,
people think that people that are in the discipline are the people that are affected by mental illness.
that when you're eating in dustbin that you're affected by mental illness.
Yeah. The perception out there.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Definitely not. Yeah. I can tell you this, if you take this person, put them in a different environment where they eat, where you treat them like human being, where they really treat them like human being, give them a job, give them everything. They will be just normal as you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with their mind, yeah. Nothing wrong with their mind. It's just that the situation, put you in the way that's how you know how to survive.
Yes. Yeah.
They're not eating in the dustbin because they want to. It's not because they are gone there because they are mad. They're eating there because they have nowhere to go. They can't find food anywhere.
Yeah, but
one thing, okay, let me tell you also psychologically.
Yeah.
Psychologically is also like when you, let's say for example, you spend a whole month in a room, okay? You are locked up in a room. You don't have a phone. There's nothing in that room. You know, you're not watching anything. It's all, okay, you can have light coming in, but you are not exposed to any information at all for a month or two.
Yeah.
Do you think you will be the same person?
I don't think so.
So exactly, in terms of a level of what you know, what you observe on the day in terms of information help you to grow.
Yeah.
And when in the environment where you find yourself, create the kind of person you become.
Yeah, also the environment shape us.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the same thing. The environment where this person they are, it shapes them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the difference between value and the qualities?
Yeah. No. The value, the quality is just qualities. It's a measurement of value. You understand? Yeah. Let me put it that quality is a measurement of value, and value is a principle. Of life, actually, you know. The other one is a measurement of value. How valuable this is, how worth is this, you know. But then the value are the product themselves. Let me give you a kind of something like that. So like the value is the product itself, and quality is the measurement how worth this is to me or to someone else. You understand?
So yeah, because you see, I don't want to turn this program into English.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Because this quality for that measure the degree of excellence. That one is different from the one we are talking about.
Yeah, because what I'm saying is this: is that it's a measurement of, in terms of value that we're talking about, it's a measurement of how worth is this to me. Okay, I believe that marriage is the foundation of community. Okay,
yeah.
So and we value that someone actually doesn't see that as a value, and therefore doesn't see that as a quality to their life. It doesn't bring any quality to their life.
Oh.
So whether you're married or not,
that does not add value or anything.
It doesn't add any worth. It's not worth for me. You understand? Because it doesn't add value to me. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the difference a little bit. Yeah. In terms of not going into grammar and, but I'm talking now in terms of what we are talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we are listening.
No, thanks for listening. You know, just keep listening and also, you know, share your whatever you think. You're most welcome. Anybody's welcome on the show to just ask question or just contribute in a way they whatever they feel, which is actually good. You're most welcome.
So still at this side of the coast, you guys are not in the air.
We are not. We're working on those. Sooner or later, we will definitely be covered everywhere. Okay.
Yeah, possible, because that one is, you are going to receive more crimes.
Yeah, no.
The reason why most people they are not phoning in because they used to listen to those frequent, I mean, conventional radio, not on the app.
Yeah. No, we understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and sometimes you know, it's not really much of that. We have people calling in, and sometimes it's just you want, if you have information, you want to people to listen. If you have people are listening. Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. That's what you want. Yeah, and we know there are people listening. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Great. Thanks for coming through.
Okay.
Mm. All right. 0833-66-0991. If you wanna, also, you can have questions. You can have whatever you want to ask. It related to what we're discussing. Or even if it doesn't, but it has to do with emotional distress and psychological, you know, issues that we may find ourselves going through. All right? You're most welcome to come through. All right. And I was giving an example here of, as I said, I remember working with a young man. His name actually Joseph. He was actually a mechanic. He's a mechanic in a small town in Hardap region. So he was good at his job. He was really good at his job. And he could fix almost anything with the engine. He can fix it. But Joseph was unhappy. He felt stuck. So he felt like his life was just, it wasn't going anywhere. So he came to me because he was experiencing what he called a deep emptiness. You know, he said, I wake up, I go to work, I come home, I eat, I sleep. That's my whole life. And I'm only 28, you know. And I said, well, everybody goes into that. Okay. Now, so I asked Joseph the passion question, you know, because we're talking about passion. I said, Joseph, when you were a child, before anyone, because we grew up people telling us things, before anyone told you what you should do with your life, what did you love? You know, what did you love? What made your eyes really light up? Sometimes some of us have forgotten even that. He thought about it for a long time. And then he said something that, well, surprised even him. He said, I used to love drawing. I drew everything. Cars, building, people. My teacher used to put my drawing on the wall. So, but my father, and this is now where this coming in, my father said, art would not feed, you know, art would not feed you. Yeah? Art will not feed me. So he said, my father said, art will not feed me. So I stopped. How many of us, we had to dana matanga, you know, you are being told, the parent will tell you, hey, what are you doing there? What would the football give you? We didn't know by then that actually football could be a career, you know, in itself. So that passion has been killed. And sometimes, you not completely killed. That spirit is blocked in, and the reason that energy is blocked in, and you find yourself doing things that don't excite you. Okay, be careful. I'm not saying, you know, now we all should be actually now doing things that excite us. No, and when I'm talking about passion, I'm not saying we should turn our passion. It's not all the time that we turn our passion into career. That's not what I'm talking about. So he stopped, and probably 12 and 13 year old, a boy with a God-given talent was told that his gift was worthless. Do you understand? And he believed it. For 15 years, Joseph buried his passion because someone he respected told him it was not practical. How many of you have you done the same thing? How many of us have done the same thing? How many of you have a dream, a talent, a burning desire when you were, yeah, when you were young, and you let someone talk you out of it? Maybe it was a parent. It could have been the teacher. Maybe it's a teacher. Maybe it was a friend. Maybe it was just a voice. It could be also a voice of fear inside your own head. And now, years later, that passion is buried under layers of responsibility and practicality and what people think. Where you now think, okay, what will people think? And let me be clear here, as I said earlier, let me be clear about something. Passion is not the same as a hobby. A hobby is something you do on a Saturday afternoon to pass the time. A passion is something that lives inside. It lives inside of you. It's something that refuses to die, no matter how much you ignore it. It's the thing that when you finally give yourself permission to pursue it, it makes you feel like you have become home. Kind of like, I have become home. So passion is very important for another reason, okay? When you are passionate about something, you do not need external motivation. You do not need someone to push you. Eh? You do not need a reward at the end. It's things that you do without even a reward. The activity itself is a reward. And that kind of intrinsic motivation is the fuel that sustains you through difficult season of life. When you have this something, people who have a passion, it's people who tend to this passion when they are in a difficult time. When they are in a difficult season of life, they tend to their passion because it gives them joy. It occupies them, without even knowing, without even counting terms. Yeah? Now, here's what I want you to understand. Your passion does not have to become your career. And that's a myth that social media has actually sold to us. You do not have to monetize everything you love. You don't have to. So you don't have to turn your passion into a business. If it's possible, yes. Or an Instagram page or YouTube channel. You don't. Sometimes your passion is just for you. It is the thing that keeps your soul alive. It is the thing that makes you feel like, more than just a worker, more than just a parent, more than just a citizen with bills to pay, So now Joseph did not quit. He didn't quit being mechanic. Yeah. So, but he started drawing again after a couple of sessions that we have seen together. So he started drawing again. He bought a set. He bought how do you call those things? Sketchbook. And he drew at night after work. So he drew on weekends. So he even started actually posting some of his work online. So the emptiness he had, the one now he described when we met. So it started actually to fade. Not because his circumstances changed dramatically, but because he reconnect with the part of himself that had been sleeping for 15 years. So my second challenge to you is this. Ask yourself, what am I passionate about? What activity makes me lose track of time? Kind of activity that you engage and you completely lose track of time. What did I love as a child before the world told me what to love? And if you already know the answer, ask yourself this follow-up question. Am I making space for my passion in my life right now? Are you making a space of your passion in your life? Or you have let it slip away? My friend, life is too short, man. Life is too short to live without passion. Too short to wake up every day and feel nothing. Do you feel sometimes where you just feel that, okay, I woke up, I go to work, I come back, same thing. What are you passionate about? That's what, as I said, life's too short. Without passion, you have no life. Everything is a routine. You deserve to feel alive. You deserve to have something in your life that sets your soul on fire. Find it. When you find it, protect it, nurture it. That's not selfish. That's a necessity. Okay, coming up is level three. Level three is ambitions. The difference between dreams and goals and why that distinction matters more than just than you think. So stay with us. Okay, let's have a music break. All right. So we go to let me go to South Africa. Big Zulu featuring No. Then he got to KA. To KO, Sitte, featuring Jans Tuma.
You've been the one, my love. Whoa, in these arms,
All right, welcome back. That's actually Black Diamond, Impanoi. So sorry for that. So welcome back. No, welcome back. All right, welcome back. Our time is about 12 minutes past the hour of 12 times. Time flies, man. Time flies when you have fun. Okay, not even when we have fun, but when you are when you enjoy yourself and when you're actually doing something very important. Yeah, I believe this is. All right, welcome back. Let us talk about ambition. Okay, that's the second level. That's the level that ambition, the goal and experiences you want to achieve. Okay? So now, this is a word that get a lot of attention. Okay? So people throw it around all the time. Be ambitious, you know, chase your dreams, go after what you want. And all of that, you know, all of that sounds great, you know, sounds great in a motivation speech or a Facebook post, you know. But I want to have a real, real, real conversation with you today, okay, about what ambition actually means. What does it mean? And more importantly, whose ambition are you carrying? Yeah? Whose ambition are you carrying? Let me give you an example. I once worked with a young woman named Frida. Frida was she was in her final year at UNAM. She was studying law. Her parents were thrilled, you know, and her mother would actually tell everybody at the church, my daughter is going to become a lawyer, okay? But Frida was miserable. She was failing her courses because she had no interest in actually in a legal textbooks. No, she spent her free time reading about community development and social work. That was her interest. Now, when I asked Frida what she actually wanted to do with her life, she actually broke down. She broke down and she said, I want to work with young people in rural community. Okay, in rural community, I want to help them access education and opportunity. That's what she said. So that is my dream. But my parents, she said, my parent sacrificed everything for me to study law. You know, now she feels that if I change, she said, if I change now, I will actually break their hearts. So do you see the trap here? Do you see the trap? Frida was living her parents' ambition, not her own. She was actually carrying someone else's dream on her shoulders. And that weight was actually crushing her spirit. Don't get me wrong here. So as a parent with experience, we kind of think that, okay, if you probably follow this kind of career, you'll be successful in life. Okay? There's success in that path. And probably parents would actually encourage you to go through that. But sometimes parents actually impose what they fail to do to their own children. Okay? To their own children. So, as we see here in case of Frida, so she was carrying, you know, she was carrying her parents' dream on her shoulder, not her own. And in the process, that's actually crushed her spirit. And I can tell you this is very common in our Namibian context. As a culture, we place enormous value on family expectation. As an individual, you actually place enormous value on expectations. Parents invest in their children's education with the expectation of a return. It's with the expectation, of course, it's the expectation of a return. I kind of like, I can't just spend so much money into something that in the end might not actually bring some return. Even if it's not a tangible return for me, but it's something that, you know, I believe in the future would, you know, would help you to stand on your feet. That's the return that we're thinking. In this case, parent want to, you know, a child to have a prestigious, you know, degree, a good job, financial security, you know, all these are not bad things. Okay. They are not bad things in themselves. But when a child's deepest ambition do not match the family's expectation, we create a conflict that destroys that person's from the inside out. And I think that's something that you need to to discover since we are on this journey. Okay? So does your ambitions and your family's ambition match? Do they match? If they don't, they then create that spirit inside of you. They destroy you inside. So that's why we're taking this journey from inside. Yeah? A journey inside. So ambition, well, it's not a bad word. So it's a powerful, necessary force. Believe me. But your ambition needs to be yours. Do you understand? Your ambition needs to be yours. It needs to come from the intersection of your values and your passion, the things that we talked about earlier. Remember those two elements, two levels that we talked about. You know, your value tells you what matters. Okay? Just follow. Your value tells you what matters. Your passion tells you what energizes you. Now, your ambition should be the goals and the experience that grow naturally out of those two things. Okay? So, and let me give you another example. Now, I know a man named Tobias. Okay? Tobias grew up in a small village in the Oshkota region. Now, his ambition was not to become, you know, a CEO or a politician. His ambition was just simple. Simple, but very profound. So he wanted to build a community library in his village. You know, he wanted children in his community to have access to books and computer and a safe space to learn. Now, people laughed at him and they said, you don't have money, you don't have money for that. And you're just actually a teacher, because he was a teacher. But Tobias was not, he was actually not deterred by that, you know, because his ambition was aligned with his values of education and service. So, and his passion for empowering young mind, that it was aligning with all that. And over 3 years, he raises funds little by little, and he got donation from a local business as well. So he organized book drives in Windhoek, and today, as we speak, that library stands. Okay, it serves over 200, you know, children, and it has changed that community forever. So that is what aligned ambition look like. Okay, it does not have to be flashy. It does not have to be, it doesn't have to make news. it just has to be true to who you are and what you care about. So here's my question for you, okay? And think about, before I ask the question, anything that you succeed in life, those levels that I talk about has to go hand in hand. You have to have a foundation, value, things that you really believe in. You know, things that you succeed is things that you believe in. You believe, I can do this. You have a belief that this is right. It's a right thing to do. You know, even people who go and like take about what is the most difficult things to do. Maybe a liberation struggle. Where you know I'm going there and the possibility of me going to die is 70%. But the belief, because it's a value, I'd rather be free than actually under oppression. Do you understand? That what does it do? It creates that passion. You see? It goes together. It creates that passion. And that passion creates then ambition, what you want to achieve. You see how that goes? Very good morning to you. Welcome to Mind Matters.
Oh, I'm packing a Mind Matters. You're almost similar.
And I'm used to unpacking the day, so what comes to mind is unpacking all the time, you know.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, man. How are you, Ngobona?
Fine. You know those terms?
Yeah.
Terms like ambition, promises, and those many, many other ones.
Yeah.
They are so confusing. Because I hear many a times people say, yes, they have promised us this one. They have promised us this one. They have promised us this one. Of course, yeah, there are promises.
Yeah.
Which cannot be broken. Let's say you get in engagement with a woman. And then you do not fulfill those promise.
Yeah.
For engagement.
Yeah.
And then you can be held reliable.
Yeah,
you might have promised that woman, no, I'm going to marry, I'm going to get married, I'm going to do this and this and that and that. Of course, there is the ambition that you have. But in a way, you are actually promising that person.
yeah, definitely.
Creating that huge expectation in life.
Yeah.
And then now you say, fine, at the end of the day, you did not marry the woman. You did not even do and many most of these other things. Yeah. Even the legal issue.
You know what? Before you go on, you know the most, you know, one thing I love about life and something you really have to appreciate how God made us. God actually made us just to see what we can see now in the present. Other things is imagination. I'm started to think, okay, what would I do tomorrow? I can just imagine that, but I'm not sure about it. I cannot be sure of what happened tomorrow. So for today, I can imagine what could happen and make a decision based on what I'm imagining could happen. And definitely in the course of, as you go on, things changes. And we just have to understand that things changes, and when they changes, you cannot just commit just because you committed yesterday. Of course, what I'm saying is that, get me right also here. I'm not saying if you get married, okay, you can just get out of the relationship because, you know, but if this person is abusing you, is battering you every day, this is not what you were hoping for. So I may change to say, no, I don't want to be in this relationship because that's not what I signed up for, you know?
You are correct.
Yeah.
You are correct. So those can be your basis of argument.
Yeah.
So what I expected from this person did not materialize. Or I expected this other things.
Yeah.
And the person actually changed.
Exactly.
To become a chameleon. So now on this grounds, you one also have to, you know, defend and say, oh, no. But this person promised to marry me, but you did not fulfill the requirement of being married.
Yeah, exactly. You see?
You just mentioned something important on the situational approach.
Yeah.
And this one is very important, especially in life, individual or generally. So you want to make a decision. You just mentioned that, yes, because this is not what who we were by then.
Yeah.
So you suddenly change. So you now make decision based on the situation that is prevailing at that moment.
Exactly. And in life, in life, there is no one who is actually making a mistake knowing that he's making a mistake. Even if he knows, there is some pressing, as you say, prevailing situation that affecting him or her not to able to recognize that he's actually making a mistake. Let's say, for example, a girl knows that if I sleep with a guy without actually using protection, I may actually get pregnant. She knows that. But in a circumstances, when they found themselves in that environment, they become overwhelmed that their level of thinking become less than how they feel. So because of being overwhelmed by how they feel, it's actually overshadow her logic. So, and therefore she found herself in a situation. By that time, she only realized that after, oh my God, why did I do that? You know, it's only now she's coming to her senses. So what you need to do is preventing yourself not getting into that situation in the first place so that you don't find yourself in those situations. Yeah.
But you will not have known.
Exactly. Exactly.
You may not have known, and you found yourself in that situation. It's an unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter remains that, yes, the person has changed.
Mm.
And this is not what you have expected. Maybe even the character through reformation and all these other things.
Yeah, it's like someone you have always, they tell you, some of these guys, they tell you, I love you. They tell a girl, I love you, I love you. They get, the girl get pregnant. They don't want to be, they don't call them anymore. They run away. You see, they changed.
They change because not necessarily because maybe they don't love.
Yeah, exactly.
But at one point, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we also used to, you know, post maternity and pre.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you go to the post now, when your woman is delivering your wife, let's say your wife that you love so dearly.
Yeah.
Went to Okanyofi and deliver. You might be present there.
Yeah.
But the other consequence is that if you are present there and then you see the whole process.
Yeah.
It may also, we used to say it's a courage and things like that. You know what the future negative consequences that may come on this thing?
Yeah.
So it may disturb your relationship, your love relationship, your interaction and things like that. The intimate.
Exactly, exactly.
So,
yeah.
And they are saying, no, this mad wife, they are saying, no, it's also good to go there, but we advise you people not to go.
Yeah, no, I always tell men as well that, you know, if a woman is delivering, let's say for example, not cesarean, delivering themselves, don't go, you know, don't go, because the image that's going to stuck in your head, and as you're saying, it will definitely affect you, you know, in the future, in your future romantic relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
Those things are very complex. Those social issues and biological and all these other things are very complex. But when it comes to ambition, in my conclusion now, because even most of the politicians, they have got ambition.
Yeah.
And the community members have got ambition. And these ambitions become like, they might be regarded as a promise.
Yeah.
So, of course, you can turn them into promise, depending on the specific context, but now they become now general promise, and people don't even know that, yes, this is just an ambition, this is our desire to get there, and how to get there, there are steps to climb.
Yeah.
And this. But once this promise and your ambition is not fulfilled or translated into action, tangible action, then people become worried and become bitter.
Mm.
And it becomes a topic of debate and things like that.
Yeah.
And people say, don't trust them because they have promised it.
Exactly.
It might have been just an ambition.
Yeah. Exactly. It's an ambition. In most ways, it's an ambition anyway. There's nothing, actually, nothing guarantees. One thing I always say, is that the little element of honesty, because when you have an ambition, let's say, for example, like a government, you're saying that, okay, by next year, we would like actually to create 500 jobs, but in the process, and then the war in Iran came by, that war then definitely actually changes your budget. So now you are not be able to fulfill the 500 job that you promised, because you divert the budget to something very important. You understand? Yeah.
Leadership.
Exactly. So, but sometimes then we're not being honest enough in terms of how do we spend our money. And sometimes it's properly spent, but then people are, as you said, ambition, they're kind of looking at, no, but you promised us a job. Yes, but if I didn't actually increase this with this money, you could actually be now paying more of this. You understand? Yeah. And sometimes those are things that we don't understand as citizens. Yeah.
I know, it's fine. Thank you very much for the opportunity given.
All right.
I think it's just good also to digest and explain some of those areas.
Yeah.
Well, to see how we can improve our language and see, because the ambition must be translated into action.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's no. They might be overlapping, like promises and things like that.
Yeah.
It's just good to understand that yes, once you create an ambition and a hope in the life of the people, try by all means to attain this one.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you very much, man.
Thanks for coming through.
Good.
Mm. 0833-66091 if you want to come through and just have a chat with me. Sometimes it just, you know, just have a chat with me. And if it's something related, we go on. We talk about it. All right. And we're looking at ambition here in terms of self-discovery and in terms of self-awareness. We go on level, and this is a level 3. So that is what, you know, when I'm talking about that, you should align, you know, your ambitions should actually align with the person you are. So, and I have some challenges, some questions that I want you to, you know, to ask yourself. What is your ambition? Not what you think you should want, you know, not what would you impress your friend or your family, or something that would actually impress your friend or family. What do you genuinely want to achieve in this life? You know, I used to challenge counselors that normally I used to train a lot of counselors, and I would ask, you know, even sometimes client ask, why would you want to leave? What are you doing? What is your purpose here? What are you doing on this earth? Okay? Why can't you die? I said, oh, do you want me to die? No, I'm just from yourself. What is your purpose here? Eh? Are you just on here, just eating and drinking and going to sleep, eating and sleeping and, you know, is that all? Is that the purpose? What is your ambition? Eh? So, yeah, what experience do you want to have? What contribution do you want to make? And this is what, write them down. When you have this, it doesn't mean, as we are maybe talking about, it doesn't mean that you're going to achieve all of them, but it gives you a direction. Yeah? Write them down, be specific, be honest, and then ask yourself, are this ambition aligned with my values and my passion? Or am I chasing something that it belongs to someone else? Because you might be actually chasing something that belongs to someone else. So if you discover, like Frida did, that you have been carrying someone else's dream, well, that does not mean that you have, you know, you have to burn every bridge tomorrow. Okay? Doesn't mean that. It means that you need to start having honest conversation. It means you need to begin moving, even slowly, in the direction of your own truth. Because life lived on someone's ambition is not life, my friend. It's not life at all. That's actually a performance. You're just performing. A performance eventually end that you find yourself, my life have no meaning. A performance eventually ends. All right, what our time now? It's about 37 minutes past the hour of 12. And are we in the middle? Are halfway through today's show, I think. And I want you to take a breath. You know, take a breath. Literally, you know, breathe in, you know, breathe out, hold it for a second, and let it out slowly. All right? So good. Now, think about what we have covered so far. Values, passions, ambitions, 3 level of self-awareness. Now, 3 doors open inside yourself. All right? If you have been following along, you might have, you know, already written a few things down, okay? Maybe you have identified your value for the first time. Maybe you remembered a passion you had forgotten. Maybe you realized that your ambitions are not really your own. are not really yours. And that's, and for now, maybe that's a lot to process. And it's okay to feel overwhelmed. Sometimes, you know, we get into just find out certain things and we feel overwhelmed. So, yeah. So self-discovery is not, it's not comfortable. So it is not, it's not supposed to be. Growth never is actually. Growth is never, never comfortable. So, but here's what I want you to hold on to. Every great journey begins with a single step. So you do not need to figure out everything on one day in today or out today. So you just need to start beginning. You just need to start being honest with yourself. And that's the first step. And the fact that you are still listening, that you are still actually here tells me that you are ready to take it. You are ready to take that step. So I also want to say this. Some of you may be, you could be driving right now, and that is perfectly fine. So you can think about these things while you drive. Okay? Some of you might be at work, or you can come back to this later. As I said, we have an app. You can go and listen to it later. So whatever your situation, okay, do not let this moment pass without at least asking yourself one question. Do I really know myself? Do I really know myself? Because when you know yourself, everything changes. Your relationship changes. Your career changes. Your happiness changes. Your peace of mind changes. So knowing yourself is the foundation of a meaningful life. So we have four more levels to explore. I think we are going to talk about the environment that suits you best, the pattern that run your life, and how you react under pressure, and the impact you have on people around you. So this is going to get even more interesting. So stay with me. All right. So let's go to level four, which is actually fit, the environment where you feel most fulfilled. Okay. Now, let me tell you something that took me years to fully understand. You know, you can be in the right career. You can be in the right career, doing the right thing, following the right path, and still be miserable. You understand? And still be miserable. Why? Why? It's because of fit. It's because of this level. Because of fit. Because the environment around you does not match who you are on the inside. All right? I want you to listen to me. This is very important. Think about a plant. What plant? Let's talk about a baobab tree. A baobab tree needs the dry, open savanna, open savanna to thrive. Okay? If you plant a baobab tree in a swamp, it will struggle. It will not grow properly. So it might even die. Now, it might even die, but not because there is anything wrong with a baobab. Not because there is anything wrong with a swamp. They are simply not a match. You understand? People are the same. You have an environment where you flourish and you have an environment where you struggle. The question is, do you know which is which? Okay? That's now where I want you to really think. That's where the journey we go through. So do you know which is which? I worked with a gentleman called, what was his name? Samuel. Okay, Samuel is a fake name, but the gentleman said it's a true person. Samuel was a brilliant software developer, technically gifted. He could write code that other engineers admired. You know, he got a job at one of the biggest tech companies in the country. On paper, it was perfect. For him, it was perfect. Great salary, great benefit, great reputation, you know. But within 6 months, Samuel was burnt out. He was anxious. He was losing weight. He was having trouble sleeping. And he came to see me and said, I don't understand. This is my dream job. Why am I, why am I falling apart? I'm really, really, really falling apart. And as we talked, I realized something important. Samuel was a deep thinker. He was really a deep thinker. He needed quiet. For him, he needed a quiet environment. He needed space. He needed time to process his thought. So, but his company's culture was the opposite. Open plan offices, constant meeting, instant messenger all day, you know, a work hard play kind of hard social scene, you know, that kind of environment. Samuel was a baobab in a swamp. He felt like he's a baobab in a swamp. So now here's the subtle things about fit. It's not just about your workplace. It's about your entire environment, the city you live in, the community you are part of, the people you spend time with, the pace of your daily life, the physical space you occupy. All these things either support who you are or work against who you are. All right? Now, some of you listening right now are in a wrong environment. You do not even know it. Eh? You are wrong environment. You are in a wrong environment and you don't know, even know it. So you think the problem is you. You think you are not good enough. You think, you know, maybe not strong enough, not smart enough. But the problem is not you. The problem is that you are a fish trying to climb a tree. Yeah? Can you imagine a fish trying to climb a tree? Some of us are in that kind of environment. We are a fish trying to climb a tree. And no matter how hard you try, a fish will never be good. You will never be good. A fish will never be good at climbing trees. Not because the fish is defective, but because the fish was designed for water. Do you understand? It was designed for water. So, how do you figure out, you know, how do you figure out your fit? Eh? How do you figure out your fit? I'm going to give you three questions to ask yourself, okay? To figure out your fit. First, where do you fit, the environment that you're fitting in? Where do I feel most like myself? And this is very important, whether it's with people, whether it's in an environment where you find yourself, whatever environment, whether people, place, whatever the case may be. Now, ask yourself, when do I feel most like myself? Where I feel like I am myself? Not when am I happiest, but when do I feel most, most authentic, for example? When do I feel like I can breathe? Like I do not have to pretend. Like I'm exactly where I belong. When is that? So remember, in most cases now you just feel you are on pilot, your environment that you used to. What do you do? You come from home, you're in the same house, you're on pilot. You're on autopilot. You don't even think now. That's why I'm asking you to think about it. The second question, when do I feel most drained? This is a discovery. We are on a discovery and we are looking at seven, level of self-awareness. Where are we now? So now the question you're asking, the second question you ask yourself, where did I lose my stuff? They just disappeared, my good Lord. I think just disappeared. All right. Okay. Okay, here we go. All right, we're looking at that's the fourth level, which is actually feet, you know. And I'm asking and I ask you, there are three questions that you can ask yourself just to figure out in what environment do you fit. Okay? So to actually figure out where you can, where do you fit, and you, how do you do that? This is a journey within yourself. It's not just, we're not talking about environment, physical environment. We're talking about how, wherever you are, how does that environment help you to grow? Okay. So, and we're talking about, unless you understand yourself and whether are you congruent with the environment that you are in. So the first thing I said is actually looking at when do I feel most like myself, okay? So is it when I'm the happiest? And most of the time, you should be actually looking at when do I feel most, you know, authentic, where I feel I am myself? Where do I feel like I can now, you know, I can't pretend. I'm not pretending. I'm exactly where I belong. You understand? And the second question I was asking is when do I feel most drained? So this is looking at noticing your reaction based on environment. What situation, what places, what type of interaction leave me feeling exhausted? You know, even when nothing obviously wrong happened. Sometimes there's nothing really wrong happening, but there are just either situation or places or interaction that actually just leave you exhausted. Okay? Those are clues about environment that do not fit you. So, and the third question is, if I could design, this is now it's important, if I could design my perfect day from morning to night, what would it look like? So this is very now, you can now imagine your own, what would, this is helping you now, it give you a roadmap. Where would I be? Maybe you're asking, where would I be? Who would I be with? Okay, what would I be doing? That vision is not just a fantasy. When you look at it, it's not just a fantasy, it's a map. It shows you the kind of environment your soul need when you can be able to do that. That's the third question. If I could design my perfect day from morning to night, what would it look like? Okay? Who would I be with? What would I be doing? So, and as I said, that is the vision. That's the vision. And that's the roadmap. That's a map. So, and that's actually showed the kind of environment you need. All right. So Samuel eventually left that big company. Remember Samuel that I was talking about? He eventually actually left that company and joined a small firm that allowed remote work. Okay. He could actually work sometime from home, and he moved to a quiet town. He's at this point in time, think of a quiet town in Namibia, you know, my favorite town. All right. He set up a home office with a natural, okay, if you go to his places, there's those plants and, you know, love it. So, and within 3 months, his anxiety had reduced significantly. So he was sleeping again, you know, he was happy, same skill, same person, different environment, you know, completely different result. You see? So, now, I'm not telling you to quit your job, okay? Don't quit your job. I'm not asking you to quit your job. Move to the, and also then to move to the countryside. No, that's not what I'm asking you. Life is very complicated, my friend. So we all have responsibilities. And, but I'm telling, what I'm telling you is this, you know, start paying attention. Start noticing when you feel alive, when you feel drained, okay? When you're feeling alive and when you feel when you're feeling drained. And slowly, intentionally, start moving your life towards environment that fit who you really are. Okay? Even small changes make a difference. Yeah? It make a difference. A different desk could make a difference. A walk during lunch could make a difference. A community group that share your interests could make a difference. These things matter than sometimes you think. They matter. So they really, those small changes really, really matter. So sometimes you, maybe sometimes you just need to change things in the environment you are to actually create the environment that you, that fit you. Do you understand? All right. So, yeah, let's have a quick music break. And then when we come back, we look at, to look at the pattern. What's the time? Oh, we only have about 6 minutes left. All right. Yeah. If you want to come through, please do show. Telephone number is 08333-66091. 08333-66091.
Shaya 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000
All right. That's Kelly Kumalo, Bazokuluma. So our time is actually about 1 minute to 1 o'clock, and that's actually bring us to, you know, to the ends. So that's bring us to the end of our of Mind Matter this morning, and there are still seven. The other three levels that we actually can continue next week, next Saturday. We're looking at the levels of it's about self discovery. We're looking at self discovery, and we're looking at different levels. Level one, it was about values, the principle that guide you, and level two is about we talk about passion, the things that excite and energize you, and on level three, it's about your ambition, the goals and experience you want to achieve, and level four, that we are just looking at now, it's about your fit, the environment where you feel more. Most fulfilled. So we next week, then we look at level five, which is about the patterns. It's a very important level. So your patterns, the consistent way you think and feel and act. And we're going to go into detail about that. And level six is also about your reactions, how you respond to situations. And the level seven, the final level, is about your impact, the effect you have on other people. So we're going to end up this here this morning, and we're going to continue those level next week. Make sure that you tune in to the conclusion of self-discovery, looking at seven level of self-awareness. So, all right. Stay tuned for the next program that's coming up. From me, Mike Oshaveni, I wish you a good weekend, you know, until Monday, on Unpacking the Day. So from me, goodbye now. Enjoy your weekend.
Bazakuluma. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. uthando lwangempela kunzima ukulibona injisekele nginayo bayibiza ngomona ubukhazikhazi babe ngiyanizwa nibuncoma kepha ngisazi nami babaye bafisa kukubona baningi bami nami bengifisele kuwa baningi abaphika nami befuna ukuvunywa mangiqala ngisiza abanye bathi ngithanda ukubukwa sogcina siphilele abantu uma sitshala bafuna ukuvuna mangisakwazi ukujabulisa inhliziyo mangisakwazi ukuthi ngikwazi ukwenza izinto ezenza umphakathi uphile mangisakwazi nje ukuhlonipha impilo okomhlaba ngesikuyeke ngithi kuwe ey bazokhuluma ey bazokhuluma ey bazokhuluma ey ebonke abantu bazo ewe zokhuluma kabhlungu mayesehlangene nobululu bakhe bangawulimaza bawuqeda umphefumulo abantu ngenxa yamaganyana abawasho kuwe kuwe ithi umuntu ngekumenzele lutho okusalayo zokhuluma kabhlungu mayesehlangene nobululu bakhe bangawulimaza bawuqeda umphefumulo abantu ngenxa yamaganyana abawasho kuwe kuwe ayo noma ungathula we bona bazokhuluma ayo noma ungakhuluma wena we bona bazokhuluma 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 bona bazokhuluma 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 bazokhuluma